You're no match for a man like him. Wan Li Fei has learned some secret kung fu that is practiced in the West most dangerous, the ghost stroke. To practice it, he must lie in a coffin to concentrate on summoning up all his powers. He's capable of smashing steel with his bare hands. When he has reached his full power, he'll leave the coffin. He can even fly with the wind.
Yeah. I'm like Scarface. I got my face in dope. The world is mine, but who you think you're facing? No. Train killers, straight verbal assassins. Leave bodies in my wake. Make way in the place, cause the beast's here. Otherwise, we leave your bodies in the garden. Messing with your face on the side of milk cartons. Industry blend. Yeah, we're never really charting. You got checked. That's why you got a stone marker. Call a spade to rep the black flag. We throwing them shades. Kill roaches and spray rain. It's 8 said the first one to kill you softly. The second one is so you can't back up off me.
Yeah.
The bastards remains a mystery. We know they are skillful and merciless. And their kung fu technique is most powerful.
Beast Gang 400.
All right. Welcome back to the Beast Gang podcast. And it's Beast Gang 400. Jordan Peele's Us, which is written and directed by Jordan Peele. And it stars Lupita Nyong'o and Winston Duke. The synopsis is a family serenity turns to chaos when a group of doppelgangers begins to terrorize them. So the movie starts off at a carnival. And there's a mother, father, and a daughter. Eventually, the father's not really paying attention to the daughter. Daughter wanders off into a haunted house or a house of mirrors. And she winds up seeing a double of herself. And then it jumps forward in time to Lupita Nyong'o's character. And she's going on a road trip with her family. And they go to the house that she grew up in, or at least the area that she grew up in. Things start going off a little bit, that she starts freaking out when her son disappears at one point to go to the bathroom. And when they're back at the house, some people show up. And that's where I'll stop. Massive horror suspense and thriller. Jay, what is your viewpoint on Jordan Peele's sophomore movie, Us?
Sophomore slump. Big time sophomore slump. And I was hoping that it would not be that, but this movie was very predictable. And I know I've said this a lot about a lot of movies, and that's one thing that I do not like when it comes to horror movies, is it being predictable. I already figured out the whole thing within the first 30 minutes of the movie. It was that easy, it was that simple, and I was hoping it wouldn't be that. A lot of plot holes. It was not a good outing. And as I mentioned to someone before, after I saw this movie, I stated that if this was his first movie and then Get Out was his second movie, it would have been an improvement. To me, he kind of regressed a little bit. But there were some positive parts in this movie, in my opinion. I think that some of the imagery was pretty good. I thought some of the tone was set. The music worked, but then also it seemed like it was overbearing sometimes, or maybe it was the theater I was in. It was just like it was just too loud and I couldn't understand what the hell was going on. But outside of that, this movie is not up to Get Out standards. It is not a good sophomore movie for him. Do I have faith that he will do a decent good job when he starts the Twilight Zone series? I think he'll be okay, because you'll have multiple tries and it's not just him, he's just executive producer. I was disappointed in this. Would I see it again? No, I would not see it again. Get Out, I could watch again. This, I would not watch again at all. It was formulaic.
Agreed.
It was just by the books, which to me, especially right now, because I've seen so many horror movies, I get tired of that. I want to be surprised. I want to be caught off guard. I don't want to figure it out. And if I figure it out without even trying to figure it out, to me, that's a problem.
Yeah, but you figure all these movies out, right?
No, not all of them.
This one's a little bit easier than others, but let's go to Matt. So Matt, being a Jordan Peele and Michael Keegan Key fan.
I felt this movie was pretty predictable. As far as setting, the pacing was good. I didn't have to wait until like the last third in order to see action. It actually happened pretty early in the film and continue this pacing, which was the most amazing part. What I didn't like is the predictability of it. Although it did pay homage to some 80s films, such as, was it Jaws, Lost Boys?
Envision the Body Snatchers being that too.
It could be. To me, this movie left a lot of open-ended questions, too.
But go ahead and finish your point, Matt.
What I didn't like about the movie is that I was trying to figure out like the background behind exactly what was going on. I think part of the reason we go to movies is to be engulfed in a world without actually having to figure stuff out. There's a lot more thinking regarding, hey, you know, what exactly is going on? And then when you kind of hinted to it, it's like, where did they come from? For me, I'm just like, when I leave a movie, I want to actually have answers or at least something close to it. And I really didn't feel like I had it in this movie. What was that other movie that we saw? Was it Hereditary? That's how I felt after I saw the movie. I was like, you know what? I would have asked for my money back if I could. And then on top of that, the ending, I'm just like, really? I don't even watch horror movies, horror slashers. Personally, I don't care for it. I'll watch it. But the fact that I can figure it out and I'm not anywhere close to a horror guru like James is, that says a lot. I just hope that his next movie is better than this one and that he doesn't go along the trends of M. Night Shyamalan where, hey, his first movie's great and everyone's expecting a twist, twist, twist. And then everyone starts figuring it out and then they start saying that all his movies are trash or 1 out of 10 movies is trash. Or is good.
And Matt, you hit it right on the head because that's exactly what I said. I said it's like this is M. Night Shyamalan that he's had a sophomore
slump.
The
one trick pony. Like you sit there and wait for a movie just to wait for the twist.
Right.
Yeah, and then you overanalyze everything where it doesn't catch you off guard anymore. You're just like, oh, I figured that out. Maybe it wasn't necessarily the loopholes, but some of the actions that some of these characters did outside of the obvious twist. I'm like, why would you do that? That doesn't make any sense. Like, yeah. I know I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, they did a lot of things that were just like, really? That's stupid as shit. Like, come on like, now.
Oh, no. They did dumb shit to advance the plot.
Yeah.
Well, I won't necessarily, I won't necessarily say that. But it was more so.
I would just say just not intelligent decisions.
Right. I can't deal with that.
Writing-wise, it's not an intelligent
It was lazy
decision.
Writing. It could have been a lot better if he would have thought it out more. It's like, okay, well, we're just going to have this. And that's why I was talking about the whole formulaic is very cliche.
Given the odds, I was out there. I definitely would have come out a lot better than I did if I was one of the main characters. These folks was able to take out pretty much a whole world.
All right. So my feelings about this, I did not like this movie at all. The first 30 minutes of this movie is terrible.
Yeah, it was slow. It was slow.
And I sat there looking at my watch. What is going on? And all it is just... All right, you have Lupita Nyong'o and her family going on vacation, and that's it. And maybe 45 minutes into it is when the plot gets started. And even with that, as we were talking about figuring out the plot, figuring out the twist, after the initial intro, I was like, all right, I know what's happening. And I was waiting for that to happen. It does happen. I saw this movie, great. I'm done with it. I didn't find anything interesting about this movie, not the imagery, not the story, not the writing. I was talking to my brother. He was like, well, is there any social commentary? No, not really.
Nope. It's very straightforward.
This is kind of shocking.
Like, you get the Looney song. I got five on it. Like, but that was even wasted. The whole thing is wasted. Even they play that at the end. I'm like, why are you playing this song at the end? Like, it really matters about anything.
Yeah. It was...
it's a sophomore jinx.
Really? Like, yeah. So, well, no. What I'm trying to understand is like,
as far as three in a row saying the same thing.
Damn. I mean, Get Out was like,
Get Out is a good movie. Get Out has a twist that you, I mean, depending upon how aware you are about psychological thrillers, it has a twist to it. And then when you put social commentary into it, it's even different twist. But I think people gave him a lot of leeway because of that movie, which he rightfully deserved. But if someone's coming out saying this movie is great, I'm like, I will wholeheartedly disagree with you.
Yeah.
And you are trying to take and see things that don't exist in this movie that I don't see. And they definitely do not exist.
No, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
I agree too. He doesn't get a pass just because his first movie was good.
And Matt is the person that will be playing Key and Peele clips just randomly.
The thing about it is that this movie could have been a lot better if they would just went a totally different direction. It was just so predictable. It's so predictable.
James, as the connoisseur of horror, what is your score?
I give this a 4.5. And the reason why is because, wow, you know, I've been I've been hearing about this movie is so great, but I never really go by the critics that much, even though we are critics to a certain degree. But it just did not live up to it. It just did not live up to the standards and part of the expectations that a lot of people set. And I agree with you, Barry. If someone says this movie is amazing, it's better than Get Out, they need to be questioned thoroughly.
Movie privilege is revoked.
They need some psychiatric help. This movie was watchable just for their first time. And even
it's
then,
mediocre. It's
right.
Completely
it
mediocre.
It took a while just to get to the meat and potatoes of the story. And then the thing that made it even worse was the so-called reason why they're doing this shit. It actually has more questions than it does answers. I don't mind trying to do something a little different. And that's fine. But then, yeah, this is not different at all. It's very formulaic, very cliche. It was a safe movie. So I give it a 4.5.
Okay. So, Matt, again, you love Key and Peele. What is your score?
I give this movie a 4.5.
You know what, Matt? Before you finish that, yeah. I had told the other guys, I was like, Matt's going to give it a 9, but I'm completely wrong. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
No, I give it a 4.5. I had more questions than answers. Predictability, I mean, anyone would have for brain would have been able to figure it out in the end. Like, oh, okay, and not be really totally surprised. Pacing as far as action, I felt was good. It didn't take forever. But ultimately, in the end, they could have dived a little bit more deeper in the plot than other than some random thing that happened or random storyline that ends up being put together. I don't know whether he was pressed for time. That way I would have understood what the hell was going on rather than having to go on YouTube and finding out things you missed or the meaning behind. Whereas Get Out, you know, I was able to figure it out and it made more sense and kind of caught me off guard. I don't have that nostalgia that everyone else might have regarding Get Out because I was trying to take this movie with an open mind, but was deeply disappointed.
Okay, so you guys are right in line with me. And I also give this a 4.5. This movie, very much inferior to Get Out. Directorial standpoint, from an imagery standpoint, from a writing standpoint, this movie is lackluster. And yes, it came out, and I'm going to forget about it. It's like, oh man, maybe I want to go watch it again if it comes on Netflix, if it does this, if it shows up in Redbox. I don't even care. Like, I don't want to watch it again.
Not to interrupt, Barry, but okay, so a movie that Matt brought up earlier, Hereditary, right? At first, I didn't really like that movie, but
I watched that movie, man. That movie needs to die. Let that shit die. Don't ever bring that shit up ever again.
I watched that movie one time, and I was like, you know what? For some reason, I feel compelled to watch it again because I feel it's something I missed. And this one, there's no compelling for me to watch it again at all. I don't care. I don't care. I mean, like I said, I think he will have a better movie.
Yeah, I mean, I would be interested in seeing his next film, but this one, no. And again, if you pull something away from this and say, like, oh, this movie's great, like, no. James had brought up M. Night Shyamalan earlier, even before we recorded the podcast. And it is exactly the M. Night Shyamalan formula. Like, boringness until a certain point. And then it's like, oh, here's the twist, everybody. I'm like, all right, great. Move on. Go ahead, James.
With Hereditary, I wanted to watch it again because I felt like this movie is not as bad as I think it is. It's something that I missed. And I watched it again, and I got a better understanding. And I actually liked the movie. It's not bad. You just have to pay attention. This one, you don't have to pay attention. It's right there. There's no guessing to it. It's not well thought out. It's not well written. It's just not good. And it's nothing against him. It's nothing against him because every director has had a stinker on their record. This is his stinker. Now, the next movie will be his test. If the next movie comes out with is some bullshit, or just say like the Twilight Zone series that he's working on is some bullshit, then we had to question it. But I don't know. I just think that he had a whole bunch of ideas and just wanted to put it together in
it
one
doesn't
movie.
Come together. But let's go ahead and
come together well at all.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and wrap up the podcast. So again, this is Beast Gang 400. Unfortunately, we could have probably reviewed a better movie. But yeah. James, just go ahead and say a couple things about Beast Gang 400.
You've been doing this for a while now, and
almost 3 years.
I look forward to keeping it moving. and hopefully expanding our brand, doing what we do. And unfortunately, I wish that, like you said, it was a better movie that we reviewed, but it is what it is. So let's keep grinding, keep doing our thing, and hopefully we'll make another 400 more.
But Big Mike, Beast Gang 400.
As I said before, thank you for allowing me to participate in this wonderful thing called the Beast Gang, and 400 down, 400,000 to go, and look forward to being here for all of them.
Jeez, 400,000.
Yeah, man, we ain't going nowhere no time soon.
We're gonna be doing. I'm be doing this like till we're 80. The way we go, we get 400,000.
Damn straight. You're gonna be old and be like, look, you remember that shitty movie called Us?
And then we're gonna be talking about Marvel Phase 300 and shit.
Basically,
right. I'm gonna be talking about characters I ain't never even heard of before. Yeah. I heard this kid on the subway say,
"It's like, yo, did you see the Nightcrawler movie?" Like, okay. And Matt, Beast Gang 400.
All I'm going to say is Beast Gang for life. Another 400. Let's keep going.
Okay. Keith, Beast Gang 400.
400. Yeah, man. But all I got is like, damn. How it started, too, is just like, very going like, hey, let's do a podcast. I mean, we always talked about movies. We always got together and talked about movies and games. And it just all came together, but 400 of these podcasts, good Lord. Let's keep it going. I'm all for it. And I'm glad to see that everyone's like starting to see my way of thinking in terms of movies.
What?
Nobody cares.
All right. So for you guys and also the Beast Queens, everyone has a different viewpoint. The reason why we continue to do this is because we're all friends. And for everyone out there, I was about to say, like, some Casey Kasem stuff. Like, but for everyone out there, just keep listening. We only do it because people continue to listen. And probably could have reviewed a better movie. Yeah. Beast Game Podcast. Yeah!
We better be careful. Huh? One of these ghosts, Kung Fu, is still powerful. Also, if we fight him this time, we cannot fail. We'll get another chance.
I thought you were a brave man, but in fact, you are a coward.
Yo, let's get it.
Beast Gang, 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 gang.
Beast Gang, and we all won, so stop running.
Beast Gang, 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 gang.
Beast Gang, yeah, we all won. So stop
running. Yo, it's the War of the Roses. But your rhymes so atrocious.
What?
And you acting braggadocious.
Stay out my way, cause you know we all won.
Yeah, yeah, so on the night, born a trip. That's why we board the flight.
Zoo!
Sky high, meteoric heights. Never coming down, cause nothing never hold me back, right? Just when you thought I started to slip. Don't lose your mind, yo, cause the beat flip. Kings of the throne, we never going home. When it comes to us, yeah, it's all so simple. Maintain the plan till the war is won. Recognize a real dawn when you see one. Beast Gang, yeah, we stay doing math. That's why cats be a part of the plan. Yo,
Beast Gang, 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 gang.
Beast Gang, yeah, we all won. So stop fronting.
Beast Gang, 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 gang.
Gang, and we all won, so stop
front, yeah! Woo!
Beast Gang 400.
Master, let me be the one to do the job.
Vayuvink is much too good. You wouldn't have a chance against a swordsman of his outstanding ability. You wouldn't last 5 seconds. So sit down.
The Beast Gang Podcast. Respect the Kings.